Don't you just love those divine inspirations that come and you're like, okay, sure. That was like me doing that peacock out of balloons. I said, like, sure, we'll do that. That was fabulous. Thank you, though. Are you sitting on a gold mine? Are you? Yeah. Well, we just have started our class. We're 2 weeks into Mary Matamoros's Prosperity Plus 2 program. And we're exploring this whole idea around prosperity. And so for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be talking about prosperous living and abundant results. And so today I'm going to be focusing on shifting our mindset. So before we fully start, I just want to acknowledge Julie Crick has had some health challenges for a while. She hasn't been here. She came today and made it up the stairs, but wasn't quite ready to be able to stay for the service. So, Julie, dear, here's a shout out to you if you're going to be listening to this a little later. Let's say, hey, Julie. We hold you in light. So let's just hold her in our prayers. And so in moving forward, as we begin to think about prosperous living and abundant results, well, you know, how do we define prosperity and abundance? Anybody?
Friends.
I'm sorry. Family. Being comfortable. Yeah. I'm sorry, I want to be sure I had the right quote, and I didn't have my glasses. I'm like, okay, what? Okay, yes. This is a quote from Ernie Zelinsky, and he says, in an overly materialistic world, prosperity is unfortunately and invariably associated with hoards of money and countless possessions. Yet to the truly prosperous people of this world, prosperity is prosperity in its purest and original sense. Prosperity comes from the Latin word spes, which means hope and vigor. To the truly prosperous person, being prosperous means being positive and happy in the moment. And from scripture out of Deuteronomy 23:11-12, it says, and the Lord will make you abound in prosperity. The Lord will open to you his good treasury, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hands. And from Ecclesiastes 3:12-13, I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. So as we talk about prosperity and abundance, it's about beginning to open ourselves to think about our world and how that shows up for us in a different way. And we oftentimes talk about prosperity and abundance in a very spiritual light, because it's a lot easier to do so than to talk about money. Money, 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 money. Yeah. Money, 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 money. Okay, when we were talking about, you know, the presence and the light and the friends and all of that, which is our prosperity. And then we hear the word money. What happens? How'd you feel? I mean, what was the, you know, not just the thing, what happened in your gut? Anybody? Yeah. Maybe not. You know? But what I'm inviting us to be aware of and to take a look at in this process, if we're going to be exploring about prosperous living, which is about having wonderful relationships and family and friends, it is also about good times and good things. And what it takes is a willingness to understand how we view money. How do we feel about it? So I'm going to ask you, you know, what are some things that you have heard about money? doesn't grow on trees. Who was said that? Raise your hand. Thank you, Lori, because, you know, I happen to have the spiritual quote here, the scriptural quote. It's from 1 Timothy. What it actually says is, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith. We don't usually hear that first word in our considerations about money. We hear this, these negative comments all the time. Money is the root of all evil. Well, friends, what Scripture was trying to say here is when we focus our attention on money as the thing, it's the same thing as false idols from the Old Testament. Because money's not the thing. Where did money come from? Where did it start? The whole understanding of money is about giving and receiving, trading. Before we had coins, before we had money, people bartered services. The Indians traveled around. Someone might make a beautiful beaded cape or a headband. Or some of them lived in an area where there were shells and someone else did not. And they would come together and they would trade. See, it's about the flow of energy. Money is not that thing, that green thing that we see. It is energy. It's the energy of the universe. That's what it represents. It is a symbol for us. And as we begin to explore living prosperously, we get to be invited to take a look at how we hold money and that word and what it means to us. Louise Hay says, your security is not your job or your bank account or your investments. Ooh, that caught me right there. Did anybody, when you hear these words, isn't it funny? Do you notice little tiny things that come up in just 1 minute? You know, I was like, yeah, I know it's not my job or my bank, but investments. Ooh, am I supposed to have those? Am I not going to be okay? See those little subtle thoughts in there? She says, your security is not your job or your bank account or your investments or your spouse or your parents. Your security is your ability to connect with a cosmic power that creates all things. That's our security. And then a little later on, she goes on to say, your prosperity consciousness is not dependent on money. We think to have a prosperous consciousness, we need to be manifesting all this money or we're not prosperous. She said, your flow of money is dependent upon your prosperity consciousness. In other words, we have it backwards. Ass backwards, as I always say. Bass backwards. Sorry. Either way. I kind of got called on it one of my first Sundays here. I said, God sometimes kicks us in the butt. And everyone kind of went, oh, did she say that? What? Oh, could be. How about just a Sandy California moment? You know, I said, but I didn't say he kicks us in the ass, you know? So I was like, okay. It was going to come out of me sooner or later. I know. Okay. Hey, it's all good. So she says, you know, we do have it backwards. Begin to recognize prosperity everywhere and rejoice in it. See, that tendency that we have to look at outer circumstances and have that be a reflection to us of our security and our success takes us on a process from outside inward. And what we're being invited into, friends, is a recognition that prosperity, abundance, money, all of it comes from the consciousness that we hold. And it begins by being willing to notice all those silly little voices that come to us around money. What other kinds of things come up for you when you think of money? Bills. Justice. How about, worry, thank you. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. So there's thoughts on all sides, because there aren't just, you know, limiting beliefs, but we do have many. One of the bigger limiting beliefs, how about this one, is money isn't spiritual. If I'm a spiritual person, I won't go seeking money. I mean, we have different ways of saying that. How many, you know, kind of have that idea of, yeah, oh man. And it's because of the viewpoints that we have heard people's ideas about money. Oh, money's dirty. Did your parents ever tell you after you handle money to go wash your hands? It's funny because we handle all kinds of other things that people handle all the time. We don't go wash our hands. Money is dirty. So what I am saying is, not that this is what money is, but it's funny that we have these ideas inherent in us. And we don't even realize that we have this mindset. And when it's unconscious in us, it begins to, you know, it's got us by the tail. And I know in the Prosperity Plus 2 class, people are having some fascinating experiences. Because when you least expect it, she was talking about, what's your wallet look like? Everybody in the class, and Rhonda's laughing, I know. Man, or what's that clutter drawer at home look like? But you know, our wallets, or our purses, or our whatever we kit, you know, coin purse. I don't know what you guys, you know, have your money in. But you know, think about it. And do we honor it? And again, that's one more way of seeing the unconscious beliefs that we have around money. Myrtle Fillmore, in her book Healing Letters, we don't hear from Myrtle a lot. Charles Fillmore was the one who spoke more, and when he spoke on Unity Radio and stuff, they translated that into books. And so there, am I louder now? Kenny, did you turn me up? Sounds louder to me. Does it sound louder to you? Okay. But people can hear, is cool? Okay, good. Okay. Because sometimes people can't hear me, so that's great. Okay, So Myrtle Fillmore wasn't recorded as much, but in her healing letters, because she was in the prayer team group, she did write quite a few things. And she says, a great help in realizing permanent prosperity is to come into the realization that we do not work to earn money to meet our expenses. And you go, well, what the heck was I doing that for? Because that is such a prevalent mindset that we have, especially in the Western world. Other cultures, sometimes not as much. We work to what? Pay our bills. We work to send our kids to college. We work to get ahead. And what is getting ahead? You know, this now moment is all there is. So, you know, are we living out here in a future that isn't even yet? She goes on to say, this is a delusion. The thought that we work to earn money is a delusion of mortal mind. In reality, in earning money, we are expressing the God-given faculties and powers to bless others and to keep our part of the divine law of giving and receiving, which is a flow. One is not any greater than the other. It is all part of the same thing. When we hear it's better to give than receive, how can we give if we haven't received? And how can we give, we receive without giving? Because when we receive something from someone, have you ever seen a smile on their face? When they give you a gift or they just are there, their presence. It's like we receive in that moment. It's like they are one and the same. It's part of the whole circle. She said, the supply is a gift of God and it is ours because it is a part of God's plan. We are to accept it in faith as such, expect it to come, and it will come. We have gotten into an idea that money and our prosperity and our abundance needs to be earned. What the heck does that mean? Because in all actuality, prosperity is not about the outer manifestation of things ultimately. Prosperity is a state of being. Prosperity is a state of consciousness. Shifting our limited mindset opens us to God's ever-present abundance. Shifting our limited mindset, friends. Recognizing that we operate in our world and around money with age-old race consciousness beliefs. You know, the stuff you carry, friends, is not just yours. It's stuff that humanity has either been taught or told or believed in for centuries. And it has to do with this idea that God's love and sustenance somehow needs to be earned. We've gotten off the track of recognizing that the sustenance of God is ever present. And the only time that we are shut off from that is when we, through the thoughts in our mind, block the flow of its natural ever presence. So it is about shifting that mindset and noticing all the beliefs that we have. You know, it was funny because the other day someone was mentioning something about sort of some goals and saying, well, yeah, I think, well, this is what I want to work on in class, and I want to have this much money in the bank, and I want to have this, you know, in a savings and off to the side, and this much, you know, open and free to use. And a part of me, the minute the person said that, just went, oh, because it was hard for me to believe. It was hard for me to believe, and yet I actually had to sit there and laugh, because the truth is, I already have that. Not just in consciousness. I literally already have that and that amount. And I went, what part of me forgot that in a moment when somebody said that? Because I can remember growing up. You know, we've all have had different backgrounds. My dad, he went to work a lot and, you know, we watched our pennies and we had our little envelopes. We were talking about that in class. Had little envelopes and he'd put money in for food and for the gas bill and for the, you know, all the things. And so I grew up with, okay, there is only this much. That does not mean that we do not have wisdom about how we handle our money. We do have bills to pay. We do want to have a creative awareness in sacredly using the prosperity that flows through us. In order, though, to begin to see money differently, it does ask us to have a different mindset. To begin noticing those places where we close down. I mean, it shocked the heck out of me. I was so used to another mindset that when the person said this, that's instantly where my mind went. And I went, no, I'm not there anymore. So friends, it's just kind of noticing those things. And there was a Sunday school teacher and she was teaching all the kids and she had just finished this lesson on honesty, you know, and then at the end they were passing around the collection basket and she noticed that little Johnny didn't put anything in the collection basket. And so she turned to him and she said, "Johnny, do you know where children go who don't put their money in the collection basket?" And he looked at her and he said, "Yes, ma'am. They go to the movies." That's a creative way of looking at, you know, the funds that you have in your hands at any given moment. But in this journey of discovering about prosperous living, it is about understanding. Prosperity is a state of being. It is a state of consciousness, a mindful awareness. And in order to move to a different place within us that opens the doors to allow the limitless essence, substance, as Charles Fillmore would call it, that in the ethers, in the essence of all that is, the divine energy of the universe, which is limitless, in order to open the doors to that, it requires us suspending our beliefs. It's not an easy thing to do because we're so used to them. So the first step is just to be aware of them, first of all, because most of the time we're not even aware they're there. Begin noticing your thoughts. Begin being aware. And then going, okay, if I stepped back away from that thought and begin to just embrace the desires and the dreams of my heart without the limitations that are imposed from the outer human mind, what might that look like? Begin to dream and begin to understand that we have operated in our world so much from our mental acuity that it's our go-to in order to accomplish things. So when we begin to dream, when we begin to think of a brand new boat or a vacation to Hawaii, what comes up first? The boat to sail there, yes. Wait, what? Right. Exactly. It's like, how am I going to do that, right? How am I going to do that? In scripture, in Romans 8, 4 through 5, it says, "So that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." Friends, the truth is, our mental capacity does not know how. Divine inspiration and spirit does. So it's not the things of the flesh, of this outer world, the appearances of things that we are so used to counting on, that will allow us to shift into this receptive place of manifesting that which we can't even hardly begin to imagine. But it is our willingness to notice where we're focused. Are we focused on, oh my gosh, I got to figure out how to do that? What does that do? Slams the door shut, doesn't it? Sometimes, not always. It can. There are other times though when what we're moving forward to, just like when Josh was sharing about money can do good. You know, it's like beginning to dream. And then what if we just let it go? What if we said, "God, I know you got this. Guide me forward." What if we began to suspend all the things in us that disbelieve we can have and do and be? Experience relationships that are nurturing and wonderful. Have the finances to pay the bills, to send kids to college, to buy the boat and sail it to Hawaii. Or to give it in the ways we want to give. So friends, this process of moving into prosperous living and abundant results begins, first of all, in that willingness to set aside all the old belief systems that have had a hold of us and to begin moving into the place of a willingness to not know how, but to simply have the faith and the trust. From Lori Cloud, who's a spiritual author, she says, financial abundance, love, joy, bliss, and success in business are readily available to everyone. It's a matter of belief. If you truly believe that something is, it will be. You must be willing to shed the old patterns and beliefs of scarcity to make room for abundance. That's what Mary Morrissey was saying about our wallets. What all is in there? Do we have room to have bills and the green stuff in there and lots of good things? And is it orderly, and do we honor it, and do we bless it, and do we appreciate it? Make room for abundance. That's the beauty of making this new prosperity work. All you have to do is be willing to allow a new direction or concept to embrace something different. Friends, in your journey forward throughout this next week, I just invite you, just notice. Notice the thoughts that come up. Notice the desires of your heart and what stops them. And then shift back to them and focus on them. Suspend the disbelief and just immerse yourself in the dreams, in the expansiveness. Begin to have it be the greater portion of the activity within your being than the fears are. And as you do, as you shift that mindset, it will begin to open you to this divine flow of money and friends and good things so that we can share with each other in ways that augment all of our lives. And so in closing, I will share this statement that was in the movie The Secret. All of this abundance begins to shine through a mind that is aware of its own infinite nature. There is enough for everyone. See it, believe it. It will show up for you.